Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. I can't read it. There's no words on it. I can't do it. We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live. Do it live.
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo, yo. Here we go. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the Pen and the Pavlovs. I am here with guess who? Grace Pavlov and Michael Penn. That's me. Yeah, we have to specify that is him. I am your moderator, Alexei Pavlov. And let's get the show on the road, shall we? I was absent a previous episode due to my responsibilities with sports coverage. But I wanted to kind of talk about something else today, and I'm just going to get this out of the way before the other two people in this podcast hate me, but I wanted to talk about the events that are going on in Ukraine right now. The date is February 24th. It is currently 12:42 p.m. and the Russian government has basically invaded parts of Ukraine and is currently bombing cities all over the country. This has been brewing up for several months. Obviously, President Biden made a statement not too long ago about the events that would soon happen. And what I am seeing right now, while it might not be visually impacting, it hits me on a very humanitarian level. And I just wanted to bring that up to people who listen, because as a journalist, I can't sit by and not talk about this. There are parts of this conflict that I do not understand. There are conflicts on both sides that I am trying to understand. And just to give our listeners a little bit of perspective as to what's going on, I have a friend, I'm not going to say her name, but I have a friend who is Ukrainian. I met in college. We met at Earlham College, and she currently lives in London. But I reached out to her asking her how she was doing. She said she's doing fine. She's freaking out a little bit, but her family is currently sheltered, and they live close to the border. The internet is still working, so they are keeping in touch at this time. I asked her side of what she believes the conflict is about, and she basically told me that Vladimir Putin wants the USSR back. He can't tolerate that. I'm reading her words here. He can't tolerate that we want to move towards the EU, NATO, and a happy and peaceful future. He thinks the Ukraine is not a country and should be returned to its owner. I've spoken with other Russians about their opinions of Vladimir Putin, and they kind of hold the same thing. He is a spy. His secrets have secrets. And if we know anything about politicians like Vladimir Putin, they are like Trump. We have to take what they say with a lot of salt, because we don't know if the truth is factual. I saw a reporter out there. He posted on Twitter. I don't have his name, my apologies, but he basically said whatever comes out of the Kremlin is lies. And during this time, I keep my thoughts and my prayers to the people of Ukraine, because the last time a monstrous individual was in charge of Russia or the USSR, he executed my great grandfather in front of his family and effectively made my family refugees. Without that incident, I wouldn't be here in America today. I'd probably still be speaking Russian. But I just thought that this is a topic of conversation that I'm sure that we will talk about in the future. But I wanted to kind of make a note of it in this time, because it's important to get these emotions, at least from my perspective, get these emotions taken down in real time, because, I urge everybody who listens to read, but also vet. Whatever you read, make sure you vet and make sure that it's from the right sources, because as we know, in this day and age of social media, things can get misinterpreted. But thank you. Thank you to our listeners, and thank you to my two partners here for letting me speak on this, because obviously I brought this up beforehand, and you know, it's kind of a touchy subject. And like I said before, we don't know the facts, and we've spoken about Russia in the past, about their ability to kind of mishandle things. But yeah, let's carry the conversation forward. How is everybody? How was y'all's week?
Grace?
My past week was okay. Well, it's weird because we just recorded like a couple days ago, so it's like still kind of like the same week. I've been not gonna lie.
We wouldn't want you to lie.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna lie. I think I've been PMSing this week. I just, like, a few days ago was just like not in a very good mood, like at all. And there's not anything in particular for me to not be in a good, like, there's nothing that has like happened recently that should propel me into a sour attitude, but my body decided to do it for me. I've been kind of dealing with a little bit of like angst and just like bitterness, like just internally, like I just feel shitty. But yeah, so I'm trying to deal with that while also like getting back into school and stuff. Like, our strikes are over for the rest of this week. Actually, I went to a house viewing yesterday with one of my future flatmates. It's going to be me and two other girls. And we went to a house viewing, and it is perfect. It is perfect. So we are filling out the application right now. We're going to have it handed in tomorrow. It's like a lot cheaper than what all of us are paying for our current accommodations. And like more room. And it's like a quieter street. Not that that really matters, but it's also just like, it's a semi-detached house. We have like a little backyard, a proper dining area, and a proper living room, not sort of like combined shenanigans. And all the bedrooms are like beautifully sized, so no one's really going to get the short end of the stick. And it's great location too, nearby food and the university. So we're really excited, and we're going to hand in the application tomorrow. So that is a pro.
So how many people? Three?
Yeah, it's just going to be three total, yeah.
Cool. What is like and is it a three-bedroom?
Yeah.
What is a typical rent for something like that in Belfast?
I would say, so you can get accommodations for like a lot less. For us, it's going to be about $330-$335 a month.
Pounds. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
so total.
Seems very good.
Yeah. Total, it's 1,000.
Is that pounds?
Pounds, yeah. So that's okay. Like 400-ish something.
Yeah.
I pay $3.
That seems very reasonable.
Yeah, it is. One of my future flatmates, she pays like 360, I think, but she has rates included, so she doesn't pay for electricity, she doesn't pay for heating. It's already all covered, so she has unlimited heating, so her house is always warm.
Okay.
Unlike mine, we have to pay for our heating. This one we'd also have to pay for heating, but it'd be oil, so we would only have to deal with like replacing the oil tank every few months as opposed to doing it bi-weekly.
Yeah, but then it's like super expensive the every few months.
Yeah, but it's also a little bit more it'd be the same price anyway. It's a little more convenient, I think, for me. Sure. But I'd say like roughly like anywhere from like £200 to like £400-£500 a month per person if you're living in like a multiple occupancy kind of situation. There is a neighborhood that's called the Holy Lands, and it tends to be very cheap. But it also means you're not getting very nice housing and very noisy neighbors, because it's a lot of university students are in that area.
Yeah.
And also, if you're looking for someplace you can afford that's really cheap, like that's the bottom of the bin kind of thing. But yeah, no. So this is like a fair-sized, fair cost. I think it's a fair cost. It's significantly cheaper than what I'd be paying if I was staying in student accommodation. They do it by week. They actually just upped student accommodation for my university. So last year I paid for a single bed and my own bathroom, I paid like $123 a week, which is like just under £500 per month, which is way more than I'm paying right now, right? So already, but now they upped the price. Now it's $130 a week.
Oh, wow.
To have your own single bed and an ensuite. So that's over £500 that you're paying to live in student accommodation, which is just ridiculous.
Right, and it's not like in the U.S. with student accommodation, you also get food and stuff, right?
Yeah, no, we don't have a cafeteria. We don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Don't worry, you're not missing much.
Yeah, no. I'm
okay. I don't know. Some schools have really good food.
We're not going to have this conversation.
I would love to visit that campus.
I mean, so, I had a job at some places. I don't know. Sometimes it's good.
I think you mentioned before, did Bowdoin have, because you worked at Bowdoin.
Like, it was like ranked number one for many years in a row. They had like a head chef.
I will say, actually,
very good.
Cornell, like the tech part of Cornell, has a campus on Roosevelt Island in Manhattan. Oh, it's Roosevelt Island isn't in Manhattan, but it's in between Manhattan and Queens. And they have a campus on that little island in the East River. And they have a cafeteria, and it is bomb ass food too, like really good food.
Yeah, so that's like fancy pants schools in the U.S. Yeah. That's like one of their things is they try to have good food because it's like this arms race of just like offering students more and more and more cool stuff to get them to go there
and
to stay relevant.
Tuitions justfully.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a deciding factor for prospective students as well. You know, it is a big factor. I mean, Ohio State, I'm not an alumni of Ohio State, but I've actually been in the student dining halls at Ohio State and it is, I guess depending on where you go to, I went to one that was actually very well, organized and the food was good and whatnot. But I mean, Ohio Wesleyan there were a few occasions where I was disgusted and like a couple other people were disgusted over a few things. I mean, I think I've mentioned before that I found a caterpillar in my pasta one day.
Gnarly.
It is gnarly. And not only that, like aside from the food, I mean, there was black mold in some of the dorms and like all that stuff. And I don't know if that's the case now. So things may have changed, but as far as I know, the food is still kind of subpar. So, And so Michael, let's talk about yourself. I know that you guys had a short week, but what's been going on?
Normal stuff. I just posted the first intern video on the YouTube channel. It's going pretty well. It's a 6 out of 10. Anyone in the YouTube space knows what that means. It's had 7,100 views since 8 o'clock this morning, which is like, it's okay. It's going pretty well. The only reason it's only a 6 out of 10, which is like how well it's doing compared to the previous 10 videos, is because I had some videos that just really went off crazy.
Really?
In the last week. So this is actually quite good, but just not up to the like kind of craziness that those went. And I think the students are like happy with it. And the, you know, viewers seem to be sort of okay with it too. So that's cool.
When you told your interns, sorry to cut you off, Michael, but when you told your interns to do this, you know, did they have a similar reaction to Grace when they were like, I don't want to be in front of a camera. My voice is good enough.
No, because that was like the condition of them being hired.
There you go. So you have some.
I was like, I'm going
to pay. You had no choice but to accept their help.
What?
What?
Hey, I want to pay you guys some money to make like little fun skits and also come up with problems and stuff. Would you guys be down with that? You'd be on camera. And so that was the sequence of events. So they knew from the beginning that they were like going to be characters on the channel, which I think, you know, the interns are going to change like every year or like they won't have a super long half-life because like that's sort of the goal is right. It's not, yeah. not there. It's a stepping stone or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I think that'll sort of keep it fresh. Like new characters will come into the channel
right.
every so often to make it like stay interesting or something.
Right.
Seems like a good idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I mean, have you thought about, so are these just only like math students or are they like, do they have other disciplines?
No, these are math students.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess best case scenario would be I would have some sort of like one math student and one film student. But, you know, we don't really have, I guess we have a film minor, but, you know, I don't know any of them.
Right.
So it's like a little bit tricky, like with the size of my school being super, super small, you know, there's not a lot of like opportunity to search for like a unicorn.
Right.
So these guys like had some experience in the like online video social media space. Like one of them isn't a Twitch affiliate.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't think he like makes huge money Twitch streaming, but he's like pretty involved in the competitive Super Smash Brothers scene.
Oh.
And like is in charge of a pretty big Discord of competitive Super Smash and also like, you know, streams on Discord as part of that or streams on Twitch as part of that. And so, you know, he's obviously really like kind of knows the ins and outs and he's like running my Discord, which I have now, I guess. I don't know.
That's
the whole
be,
thing.
That's got to be fun. Yeah. I mean, the Smash Brothers scene is huge. It's huge. I mean, there's so many, I've watched so many videos of like tournaments and highlights. Yeah. It's pretty intense. I mean, Grace, have you ever played Super Smash Brothers?
I have, but like, I don't really remember.
You don't remember? Oh, well, it's.
Yeah, I haven't. No. I haven't really either. You know, maybe I played with Enzo a couple times, just smashing buttons, but I don't.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the deal with fighting games like that. It just turns into just sporadically.
I mean, I get the idea that, like, for him, it doesn't, though.
Yeah. Well, but the other thing is that, like, I've seen guys who are systematic about how they play Super Smash Brothers lose to someone who is just randomly pressing buttons.
Oh yeah. So like the kind of way that a professional poker player can win to a, like a random person just because they're not, what's the word? They don't make logical choices.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I've seen guys like that lose to, you know, just novices at that. And I mean, Super Smash Brothers, that was when I got my first gaming console, that was the first game that I got. Cause my mom didn't want me to play violent video games and I wanted to play GoldenEye, but she refused.
That's pretty tame as far as violent video games go.
I know. And like, that's the thing, right? Like, I mean, like the violence of video games like always gets a bad rap. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I'm a
yeah.
I used to be a,
not in middle school. Like, you should video games be banned for children? I remember that being like an essay topic in middle school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
About like, and do violent video games lead to like raising serial killers kind of thing? Like, are violent video. Yeah.
I think there's actual data on this now, and no, it doesn't.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
There's absolutely no correlation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I mean, like whenever people say like violent video games cause this or violent movies cause this, I'm always like confused as to why they only focus on American society when it comes to this, because I'm sure that like, I mean, Bollywood makes violent movies. There are other countries that make violent video games. Switzerland is home to many companies that make violent video games, if I'm thinking of the right Norwegian country or whatever country out there. But like, yeah. There, Canada. Well, there are some companies in Canada that make violent video games. I mean, there's...
Yeah, Ubisoft is in Montreal.
Yep, Ubisoft is in Montreal. They do Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, some of the most violent video games you're ever going to find, some of the most graphic video games you're ever going to find, but like they don't, yeah, like I don't know where this narrative came from. And I feel like people just want to like find an excuse.
Yeah, it's like people trying to ban rap music. I mean, did you see that mayor of New York City wanted to get rid of drill music because it was too violent? Like, this has been an issue for a while because parents especially have an idea of like what is right and what is wrong for their kids and what they want them to be listened to and whatnot. I remember like when Katy Perry's album came out, the one where like her ass is out. Like, yeah. She's covered in like cotton candy clouds, right? But God forbid we see a butt cheek.
California girls, I remember that.
I remember that was a question like we had to debate during like social studies class or something about
social studies of all classes.
Her album cover be censored because of the age group that she targets her music towards, which was my age group.
Yeah.
And it was like, what parent is caring about that? I'm not gonna go there.
I guess we are privileged in the fact that our mother and father didn't really give a shit, so they let us listen. My mom, the first rap album
our mom, I should say,
the first rap album she bought for me was a Blue Scholars album, but then the next rap album that she bought for me was the Eminem Show, and then Encore right after that. And those are some of the most vulgar, at the time, it was probably the most vulgar rap albums you could probably get out there. And I got them on CD. So it was like my mom really like had to think about what she was giving to her kid. And I mean, she did later like take back like the explicit versions of those CDs, and she
realized she just knew explicit soundtracks.
Well, I mean, if you're a consumer of Eminem's music, you realize that he is like very not PC, and he can effectively like, I don't know.
You know,
turn some people off.
Yeah, I was watching an interview. I got stuck in my Explore page on a lot of Eminem videos and shit. Like, this was literally last night. And it was one clip from one interview back in the day or whatever. And he was talking. The guy asked, he was like, oh, like, do you think anybody ever gets, like, offended or personally attacked when you mention their names? Like, you regard some pretty famous people in some of your songs, and you don't say the nicest things. Like, what's up with that, bro? Kind of thing. And he was like, I'm not gonna lie, like, a lot of those people that I've mentioned or whatever, I haven't met them. I don't know them. It's not like this is, like, my best buddy, so it's not personal. It's not like I'm, like, really close with these people and I take a stab at them because I can, because I have the platform to know, like, these are people maybe have met on occasion, but I don't really know. But, like, kind of sucks if your name ends a rhyme scheme, you know? Like, if your name, if I can talk about you in one way or another and it makes a good bar, like, that's not my
fault. That's hilarious.
And I was like, yeah. You know what? Fair enough.
So it's just, like, rhyming.
Yeah, it's just, like, this looks good here. I'll put that there. I mean, I'm sure that's how his, you know.
And, like, showmanship, right?
But he did say it. He did say that.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's – well, he also really opened up the idea of syllable rhyming. I mean – There's a clip of him also saying, like, you know, I get mad when people say you can't rhyme orange. I can think of so many things.
And then he goes and rhymes it: door hinge,
porridge,
porridge,
yeah,
porridge,
storage,
courage. If you wanted to stretch it, some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it was a real big. I mean, it was always a thing in hip hop, but he really like made that like commonplace, and a lot of like rappers took suit with that. you know, we were just talking about Eminem not too long ago in the office. We were saying there's this common phrase in the Midwest where people go, "Oh, excuse me, oh, you know, just like saying, "Oh, pardon me." And he says "Oh," twice in his song "Lose Yourself." And we were talking like, oh, he's definitely from the Midwest. He's definitely from Michigan, because there's no way that he wouldn't have said ope in his first couple things. But talking about, you know, our good friend Kanye West, just kidding, not our friend. I don't know Kanye.
Friend of the pod,
Kanye West. Hey, Kanye West, if you want to come on, please. Why not? I would love to pick your brain about a lot of things.
I heard he's not Kanye. Isn't he Ye? Is that what someone says?
Legally Ye.
Yeah, legally his name is Ye, but he just released Donda 2.
Okay, hold on. Whoa. Before you go into his new fucking release, we're going to talk about the fact that he's assaulting his wife on social media and in real life.
He's assaulting her? What do you mean by that?
Harassing.
Okay.
Harassing.
Yeah, I haven't kept up with this at all. I just know nebulously that he's been sketchy recently, but I'm not sure how.
Yeah, so Kim wanted to separate and wanted a divorce because he's just gone public about a lot of things that should be kept private, or that Kim, I think, explicitly wanted to be kept private. Like a couple years ago, it was before the first Donda came out or something, and he was doing press about it, and he had like outed to everybody that Kim considered aborting their firstborn. And it's like that kind of thing. And he was like, no, you're not going to kill my child, da 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 da, on stage in front of an audience. And obviously, like, that makes Kim look bad because of, like, the topic of abortion, right? And her being obviously capable of providing
a child. That's her decision to...
Yeah, right? But, like, on that platform, you don't just go around and sit.
No.
If that was her decision, it would have been fine, but him outing her like that. And obviously, North has already been born at this point. The child's already been born. Child's been alive for a couple years. Like, shit like that has, I think, continuously also been happening, like, behind the scenes and stuff. And so she wanted a divorce. She's trying to get the divorce. And so she's seeing somebody new. He moved out of the house, bought a house across the street. She's now seeing...
across the street.
Yeah, across the street. Because he wants to be close to the kid, which is fair enough.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian is now seeing comic Pete Davidson, who has linked to other celebrities, right? Yeah. He's kind of like a... Yeah. He's not like the cutest tool. I think he's kind of cute, but like I think that's just part of his appeal. It's like, is he cute? Is he not? Whatever. But he's really funny. One thing that like gets him all these women is that he's really funny, right?
Is it because he's funny?
Unshowered. He's got the unshowered look.
Yeah.
He does look a little.
I would assume, Alec, I would assume that the main thing going for him is his humor.
There's more to a man. There's more to a man than just what he does for a living.
Humor has nothing to do with I'm funny as fuck. I'm not a comic.
Are you? I mean, I last time I checked, you weren't that funny to me, but then again.
We move.
Whoa.
We move on. Not the point of the story at
it's
all.
It's not the point of the story. No, I mean, the,
now,
Kanye definitely has.
Kanye is jealous of Pete Davidson. Kanye is obviously jealous of Pete Davidson. Kanye keeps posting shit to his story on Instagram or onto his page, tagging Kim and basically just harassing her. And all of the Kardashians have unfollowed. Kardashian Jenners have unfollowed him on Instagram. And she's trying to feed
clean. Oh, no.
Oh, this is some famous people drama.
This is famous people drama. Totally. I mean, but to be honest, though, like, I mean, it's always so damaging celebrities, like, their main shtick is that they're famous because they're famous. And when you have a show like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I guess there's a level of like expectancy that we are going to hear about this at some point.
Yeah, we are. Totally.
So, I mean, with her, you know, I guess I didn't know Kanye West outed Kim for the abortion topic. You know,
that's dirty.
It is dirty. And it's not something that I think other people who look up to, there's so many people that look up to Kanye West for a multitude of reasons. I don't think that you should really follow his lead when it comes to something like that. But, you know, the guy is definitely an artist, and he is always troubled, it seems like. And I wish there was ways to, you know, when you're that big and you're that famous, you can't really be canceled and you can't really give a fuck. Like, it's so easy to do whatever you want and have people praise you for
it. Like, run for president. Remember when he did that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I believe his name was on the ballot in Ohio. I believe his name was on the ballot.
Yeah. And also, like, I mean, going into his troubledness, like, he's like diagnosed like bipolar. Yeah. And there's been situations with him in the past being like, I'm off the meds, you know, and all that. And
Pete Davidson has a really nice joke about that. We should mention that about how, you know, Kanye, whenever he says he's off, Pete's like, take him. I mean,
they're there to help you.
He's like, I take him. It's great.
Yeah. And the thing about bipolar.
Dissociative identity disorder. Yes.
I think that's different.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Is that?
That's another thing.
I thought dissociative. I thought when.
Bipolar is like transition between moods and manic and non.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like really high for a little bit and really low for a little bit.
But what I was going to say,
it's way different.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that it can be true that a lot of bipolar people have that, but I don't think it's like always 2 and 2. But what I was going to say was, there's a thing about bipolar people who can't, and I forget where I read this. I don't have a source to cite it, so prove me wrong by all means. But bipolar people can't know that they're bipolar. Bipolar people like don't think that they are bipolar. They're told they're bipolar. And I'm not going to lie, I have a friend who is bipolar, who is diagnosed bipolar. And I see
some. They know they're bipolar?
No. They don't really don't consider themselves like.
Someone close to me, like a part of Sandra's family, is bipolar. And this person knows they're bipolar.
Oh, all right.
I mean, maybe it's because this person got the diagnosis at a young age. So it was something that they like grew up with the knowledge of.
I think they can be told they are, but maybe and, like an actual like internalization being like deep down, do they really actually believe that?
Can you test that? I don't think you can test
that. Exactly. So we don't actually know. So it may just
I don't think you could test what's deep down.
Yeah. But I, from what I've seen, like, you can not really agree with your diagnosis, but take it anyway, and then not really feel like you need your medication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
And I think that's also when, like, the whole mental health thing is really important, too, because it's like Kanye has a platform where he can be provided the medication that he needs and stuff, but because you have that amount of freedom and, like, flexibility, I don't know. It just feels like you don't want anything to tie you down and that you are a genius because you're unmedicated.
Oh, you think that's it?
Maybe. I mean, like, I know people who don't like themselves when they're on any type of medication. Like, we're talking about, like, mental disabilities or whatever.
Yeah.
Like themselves on it because it feels like it actually inhibits their thoughts and that they're not really like they don't feel as special as they once were because this medication is like filtering out all the bullshit that isn't necessary.
It's sometimes golden.
Yeah, which is sometimes golden, you know? And a lot of like artists, you could also make the argument that a lot of artists are batshit crazy and that's what makes their art so good. You know? And that medication actually does take some of that spark away, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Like Van Gogh was fucking hearing shit, cut off his ear, right? Was that Van Gogh?
Yep.
That was Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, It's so interesting to witness, you know, someone go through something as debilitating as bipolar disorder in real time. And I mean, with social media, it just makes it like amplified. And it is hard to kind of tell Kanye no, right? Because we have songs like, I mean, name them, Gold Digger. Oh God, I'm forgetting like a whole bunch of it. Yeah.
The like whole, I mean, you know, this is way old, but the whole College Dropout album is really good.
Yes. Well,
I mean, that's really all I'm familiar with, but that whole album is.
Well, College Dropout. And honestly, like, I really do appreciate Life of Pablo.
Yeah,
I really do appreciate Life of Pablo. And like a lot of people, when it came out, they were like, this is garbage. This is bad. But it's like, there's a song in there called Real Friends.
Yeah.
And it goes, real friends, how many of us, how many love us, how many trust us, real friends, trust issues. Like he talks about how he's not really a real friend and he doesn't really have that many real friends. And in that song, he says, I'm a deadbeat cousin. I hate family reunions, you know, because he's alone most of the time. And I believe J. Cole actually in one of his songs after Life of Pablo was released, people were he mentioned in one of his songs, he was like, we have a guy out here crying for help. Y'all are too busy caring about how good his music is.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. I mean, but you know, if we are being honest, you know, always take the advice of your doctor, whoever it might be, psychiatrist, psychologist, whoever, because it can help you. I mean, I've had, if we're getting a little personal on here, I mean, I've taken Zoloft and I'm still on it. And it does help me, with a lot of things, but there was a moment in my life where I felt like I didn't need it. There was also a time where, and like the fact of the matter is this, Zoloft and drugs like that aren't meant to be taken for a lifetime. I mean, that's what was told to me from a doctor. Yeah. And so it's okay to slowly weed off of it. I did not do that. And something happened in my life that really made me go off a deep end that I would have been able to handle better if I was still on it. But, you know, medication helps with when things go south, how you process it. I can't speak for Kanye because I don't know what Kanye does on a daily basis. I hope that when people look at a figure like that, they don't mimic the attitude and behavior when something like that happens. I don't know. It's really sad. I mean, I feel for Kanye, and I feel for Kim as well in some ways, not in most ways, but it's interesting and, you know, not to talk crap about, you know, Kim Kardashian West, but like, at some point, when are you just going to like say, you know what, I'm not going to get married anymore because this is kind of a hassle.
Well, yeah, but this was like, she had 4 kids with the dude.
Yeah. And she debated not having the first one.
And
so.
Because it wasn't the time.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it wasn't the time, right?
I don't think we have enough information to like decode.
And if you know anything about her pregnancies, is that there were hella complications with North during her pregnancy.
That's true.
And so much so, I don't know if it was on the third kid around or on the second, that she could not give birth to another soul because her uterus would not let her. So my hunch is that the reason why she considered an abortion was because she thought the baby wasn't going to make it.
And that's fair. And that's fair.
Yeah.
That kid's name is Northwest.
Yes.
Yeah. Northwest.
Then you got
last name. Last name West.
Chicago West and Psalm West.
Those are some dope names.
All right.
I mean, yeah. North, when they first announced that they were going to name their kid North, everyone was like, who names their kid North? I'm like,
airplane.
I actually kind of like that name, you know, North. Yeah.
I wanted one to be South.
You wanted one to be what?
Yeah, I'm surprised that one isn't South.
More like West. I don't know. That'd be dope.
East West. Just east confuse west. The hell out of people.
Yeah. First one, North, South, East, and West.
Shoot. That would be a family dynamic. Where are we going? We're going to East. But she doesn't have a house.
No, we're physically going east. We're going to west.
Just sounds awkward. But yeah, I don't really subscribe to the Kim Kardashian / Kardashian / Jenner family. They're all just kind of, I mean, I'll give credit to the one who probably made this family famous, Kris Jenner. Wonderful businesswoman. She is probably the smartest businesswoman in this country. As Michael slowly pans a platypus in front of us. But yeah, like she is, I mean, she took a South, if we're being candid, if we're being honest here, the movie that Kim Kardashian was first in with Ray J was a big stepping off point, and Kris Jenner took that and ran with it. So it's been nothing but smooth sailing for the Kardashians, and they're making money, and hey, I can't blame them for it, but you know.
Man, I don't know anything about any of this stuff.
All right, let's hear.
Like, I couldn't pick the Kardashians out of a lineup. Like,
really?
If someone showed me a photo of, yeah, I would have no idea.
That, I am so jealous of you, Michael. You have literally no idea. I remember when.
I mean, I know what Kanye West looks like, but I have no idea what those other people look like.
Okay, well, when you see the Kardashian family, the first thing that you're probably going to say is, oh, those are some really good jeans. I will say that
they're from the Gap.
different kind of jeans, but they do have a lot of plastic surgery done. I mean,
allegedly, or like, is this for real?
Oh no, this is for real.
Okay.
Like for real. I mean, I'm pretty sure. and I don't want to get. I'm not body shaming. I'm not doing whatever, but this has been proven that, you know, Kim has had butt implants, and when you look at her body, the thigh
butt implants.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I guess I could have guessed that existed.
Yeah. But. Well, Brazilian butt lifts are a thing, especially in New York City and in Florida. But, when you look at,
how do you
Kim
know
Kardashian,
that?
What's that? How do I know that?
Like, where do you read that information? Like,
I'm in a lot of Twitter worlds.
Yeah, you like.
Oh, I'm in a lot of Twitter.
Alexi,
no, it's not that.
No,
it's not that. It's not that.
Happens to have a Twitter page.
So you make so many statements so assuredly.
So many.
That I do.
And that is what we call journalism, man.
That I do. I take the big picture and I just put it out there. I just put it out there.
And
no,
the big
like,
picture
no,
is there's lots of like butt work in New York City.
when I was working at Blink Fitness in Washington Heights, that was the conversation a lot of the time. I mean, Brazilian butt lifts. Should I get them? Should I not get them? Like that was a conversation a lot of the time.
And, like with you?
Yeah, with me right next to him. Yeah, like
but
just talking.
They were talking to you.
They no,
were like,
they weren't talking to me.
Alexi,
but I was.
Should I,
but
Asia.
I was.
Didn't even have consent.
No.
Information.
Okay, Grace. The effort that you were showing to try to paint me in a bad light is just like it's apparent. But anyway, the thing is that
easy.
it's easy for you just because you don't like me, but it's just like. The people that I follow, I'm not really going to dive too much into this because I guess, you know, I will say that that was a sweeping judgment, but it is also the truth. I mean, you go down to Miami, right?
I mean, I don't.
I mean, do you I don't either.
Have you ever been to Miami?
I have, actually. Yes, I have. I have been to Miami. I was told not to walk down the street in Miami.
Why?
Because it was not a good place in Miami. It was actually, I was taking another flight somewhere else. I forgot where, but I remember it was with mom. And
you're such a jet setter.
My mom said that she tried to take a walk. She tries to walk sometimes because of her condition or whatever. But she asked like the hotel staff, like, where's a good place to walk? And she was like, and one of the people was like, don't go for a walk.
Yeah. So, you know, I like wonder if that's always real. Some people are just like reactionary, right?
I will say that.
Then just like assume there's danger even when there's not.
Well, I mean, I will say that when this was, now mom wasn't in Miami at this point, but I was with dad and we walked down, Chelsea was there. We walked down, Grace, you were there too. Now that I think about
everyone.
It, Grace, we were down in Miami. We were taking a connecting
flight.
You guys
all went to Miami for something?
Yeah, but it wasn't for like it was like for a couple of days. It wasn't for like an extended period of time. And
we weren't in Orlando?
Nope, we weren't in Orlando.
We were in Miami.
We were in Miami because I think, oh, we were going to Guatemala.
What? And
yes.
I remember when you guys did that.
I remember this so distinctly. This is why I'm a journalist, because I have good memory.
Mom wasn't there.
Yes, and I'm remembering that mom wasn't there. But we did walk down the street, and there was a guy that started like violently cursing at us from his apartment. It was pretty funny.
You just don't walk down.
What?
There's always one street in every city that you just don't walk down, and it's just agreed you just shouldn't go there.
Okay. Usually it's multiple streets, but yes, we will do that as well. The topic that I was focusing on though was Kim Kardashian's butt. Okay. Let's focus on Kim Kardashian's butt.
Oh, this is such an important conversation.
I can't believe this is what we've devolved to.
if you look naturally at her,
it's her, not just glute bridges.
No, it's not.
It's not removable. I think it's removable.
I think implants are removable. I don't know.
Yeah, no, Alex, I was talking like Velcro on and off, not like.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The ratio between anyway, we can just move on. Who cares?
This has been great.
I have a really good question.
Sure.
Michael, do you have any tattoos?
Yeah.
Where? What?
On my butt.
Look at y'all. Getting tattoos on your butt. Oh, he's going to show us.
There you go. Let's see it. Yes.
I'm done.
Yes.
Nice. What is it?
It's a star.
Why?
I don't know. I wanted a tattoo. I don't know.
Why'd you? What was the story behind that?
I went and got a tattoo one day.
Oh, you're just so captivating.
I just like the star. I don't know what to say.
You know what? Her mom has a tattoo right above her booty, too?
I had no idea. No, I got it on my butt because, like, I was diving at the time, and I didn't want to show outside my suit, which doesn't leave much.
Yeah, you're exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80% of your body is exposed.
More than that.
Grace, you have
Here's a funny story about it. Like, I drew the star.
You drew it.
I wanted to draw it, and I took it into the tattoo place, and I was like, hey, I'd like this on my butt. I mean, I probably said it differently than that. And the guy was like, do you want this or do you want a star?
What did you draw? A star?
I drew a star. It just wasn't like perfect. I wanted to have a little like hand-drawn feel to it.
Wow.
It's great.
That is great.
What were you going to say, Alec?
I was going to say Grace has some interesting tattoos.
Yeah, so do you.
Wait, well, you got? I knew that you had tattoos. I didn't know that Grace had tattoos.
I have.
She has a sperm on her chest.
Alec, it's not a sperm. You motherfucker, Alec. It's not a sperm. He thinks it's so funny.
I think it's hilarious.
I have a teardrop. Raindrop. Teardrop raindrop. Right below my sternum. It's like on my belly. That was my first tattoo. I couldn't really think about what I wanted, and it was like really
in the middle?
Minute. Yeah, centered.
Okay.
And well, so if
how big?
This? Oh, it's pretty big. Like half. No. I can make it 2 inches if I lean all the way back, then I can make it smaller.
And then it looks like a sperm.
No, and then it looks like a raindrop, Alec.
It's always a raindrop. Wait,
if you watch a drop of water fall in slow motion, it moves, goes up and down.
Yes.
Just like that.
Okay, well, let's get to the list. What are the other elements on this list?
What list?
The tattoo list.
Yeah. What are the other ones?
What are my other ones?
Yeah.
So I have that. I have a black olive on my ankle that my friend gave me. So that's a
symbol. Do you like black olives?
Yeah, it's one of those like sensory memory things that like if I like the taste of a black olive, the idea of a singular like a black olive just reminds me of my dad. I don't know how to explain it. Okay. My dad thinks it's weird too. He doesn't really get it, but I get it. I just always think of him opening up a can of black olives and us just munching on them. Like when I was a kid and my mom being like, what the fuck, there's so much sugar in that, but me not caring because dad didn't care and we both liked black olives.
Yeah.
I'd put them on my fingers. You know, like the yellow and black cans?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Totally sensory memory triggering for me. Then I have a tulip bulb and a blossom on my neck. And then I have like an eye on my back.
Where?
Centered. Okay. My back. Like mid back.
Like if someone stabbed you through the thing, they would hit the teardrop and the raindrop and the eye.
Teardrop, raindrop is higher up than the.
Okay, so you'd have to go down a little bit.
You'd have to be at an angle.
I'm planning,
figuring out how this would work.
Yeah, I don't think you could get to the raindrop from the one I have on my neck.
Okay.
But I really want another one.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting a math tattoo, but then I don't know, like
pie. Be that
I just
guy.
Don't care that much.
Just get pie.
I would get like something fancier than that.
Something fancier than that. Should get the math problem.
I can't really explain to you what I would get.
Oh, interesting.
You simpleton.
I'm a simpleton.
You plebe.
Well, speaking of simpleton, I am on social media, and the first thing that I see is Kanye West posting that Pete Davidson has deleted his Instagram because his comment section was getting flooded with people calling him skeet and telling him to find God. And the caption reads,
cool, I guess.
Ran skeet off the gram. Tell your mother.
You're on Twitter?
I'm on Instagram.
No, I mean in your life. I don't care about this story anymore.
Okay.
You're on Twitter, like in your life?
For the most part, yeah.
What about you, G-Race? Are you on Twitter?
No.
I don't understand Twitter. I mean, I guess I understand it for like real, like famous people and politicians and stuff. But what's going on with Twitter for just like normos?
Well, you kind of
like, I guess you're a journalist. So, I mean, it's kind of makes sense for you. You can put like micro stories out.
Yeah. And I use it for,
like, for me, there's no point.
Right. So, for me, what I do is I tend to look at a lot of recruits, who sign, who commit to colleges here and far beyond the state of Ohio. It's also a way for me to kind of interact with sources. I mean, there have been times where like I couldn't get a hold of a source, but I could just DM them on Twitter and I get a story done through Twitter.
Okay.
And
they will respond to you.
They will respond to me. That's why if you go on my Twitter, I like say what I do, who I write for, my opinions are my own.
How many followers do you have?
Oh, like 454. But I just eclipsed over 1,000 on Instagram, and Instagram's where I get a lot more interaction. Just because I post photos a lot. Yeah. I post photos a lot.
I see your photos. Follow Alexi on Instagram, everyone.
Yeah. Follow me if you want to look at local sports and all that jazz. I mean, I will say that my photography is getting better. So,
No big deal.
No big deal. I am covering a game tonight at the wonderful campus of Capital University, and it is the district final. So this is a big game. A district final between Jonathan Alder and Bishop Hartley is ranked second and Jonathan Alder's fourth, but it's going to be interesting. My ex still goes to Capitol, so I hope to not see her.
Have you seen her? Like, do you like, she's in journalism as well, right?
No, she's not. She's a teacher.
Okay, never mind.
She's a teacher. No, I.
So you don't have a chance to like run into her on accident, really?
Oh no, there's always a chance that I might run into her on accident. Just because you know Capitol is in the city of Columbus, and I sometimes, if I have time, if I have like a weekend, I go out with my friends in Columbus. So there's always an opportunity where I might see her. But you know, it's whatever. I mean, like that's part of it, right? Like, you know, oddly enough, we started interacting with each other because she started following me on Twitter. So that was, And then through there, it just kind of blossomed from there, but it all came to an end. So,
yeah, that sucks, dude.
So
it does suck.
I'm like totally derail this conversation.
There you go.
Thank y'all. Do we have to upload the video? What was this move of uploading the video with you?
Alexi already like...
What was the purpose?
I think more people... I think it would be more watchable.
It is. It is watchable. Yeah. And people want to see your face. And they want to see my face. And they want to see Michael's face. I mean, they see Michael's face all the time.
Okay.
Grace is getting a little stage fright, but that's okay.
Okay. Let it go like this. Okay. So you edited one that has video, right?
Yes. The one that I will be uploading tomorrow has video.
So Grace, let's see what sort of feedback, if there's feedback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Grace is an uggo.
No, you see, that's exactly what I'm waiting for.
Grace, I promise you what Michael said, and this is what Michael said in the episode that I just edited. No one really cares at this point. They want to support us. They're listening to us talk. They're not going to
think that I was ugly in 30 years. I don't want that to exist. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, this is Michael, this is an ongoing issue that I have with Grace. And I'm going to compliment Grace here. Grace is a very good-looking individual. She's beautiful. She is pretty. She galvanizes people to look at her. Now, don't just pump the brakes a little bit. But galvanized. every time I try to take a photo,
galvanized.
every time I've tried to get Grace to come out with me for like a photo shoot or something, I always get such pushback because she doesn't like the way that I take photographs and she doesn't like the way that I work like the angles. And sometimes when I find...
You never seem to understand my point of view, no matter what. I can understand your point of view. I get where you come from, but you never understand where I'm coming from.
Like what... In terms of what? Composition or what's the deal? Do you guys have different... artistic.
He thinks something looks good that I doesn't. He'll take a picture in the way whatever.
That you doesn't?
I doesn't.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
That I don't.
but I don't. And he'll be like, well, why? It's a great photo. And I'm like, Alec, but I don't like the way I look in it. And he's like, well, I like the way you look. And I'm like, I don't care.
Okay, first of all, I've never raised my voice like that in any instance that you are referring to.
That is also not true. I have a friend back home. If you've noticed, Alec, on my Instagram, I don't post a lot on my main. I post stuff on my story. I don't post a lot anymore, like on my timeline, whatever, on my feed.
Right.
Is that true? I don't have people out here in Belfast who can take pictures of me the way I like.
What makes a photo that you like?
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to figure out.
This is what I'm trying to explain. And you guys also have to be content with not actually understanding where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I know, because like, yeah, it's all in your brain,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And Alec doesn't seem to respect that.
Oh my goodness gracious me.
So what I was going to say is that back home, I have a friend who takes mm-hmm. really good photos of me. She knows my angles. She knows how I like the photo to turn out, how much of the background, how much of me has to be in it. Like all of that, that goes into whatever it means. I've never written an essay on what I like about my photos, but there's an ambiance to it that just all ties together. And my friend Lena back home captures that. I don't have a friend out here who can capture that. Alec, you can't capture that. Mom can't capture that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something that like, took a lot of us like taking photos of each other for us to learn about. Because obviously she'll take a photo of me, and if I don't end up posting it, it's like, why the fuck did I not post it? Because she thought I looked good, but I didn't think I looked good.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just...
Grace does have a style to her page that she does try to maintain, and I do agree that...
I'm not going to post some of these photos, even professional photos that I've had taken, like, when we went to that event with Mom, Alec, like I posted that for a quick second, but I took it down because it just didn't work with the other photos.
Felt cute, might delete later.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of my most recent ones. That was a caption.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, nice. Yeah.
It's just a whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I don't understand.
But
I respect you, whatever.
I've given up trying to, trying to understand, I guess. I mean, you know, Grace, we really haven't, if we're being completely honest, we haven't really worked together on a shoot once.
Well, because get angst at me when we disagree about what looks good. That's what ends up happening.
Yeah,
is that you think something looks good that I don't, and you don't understand why I don't think it looks good. But I can't explain why I don't think it looks good. I just don't think it looks good.
Okay, but the thing is that the point that I'm trying to make is that we have never gone like, okay, camera on back. Let's go find a spot. Let's try something. Let's see if it works out. We've never done something like that. So I would reckon to bet that I would learn a lot if we did something like that. That's more it's more for me than it is for you, really. So
yeah, like, but then this is also the other thing, is that they'll be like, oh my god, it's so cold in here. I just got a breeze from through my window. My window is closed. I just felt a breeze through my closed window. Curtain moved. Window is closed. Anyway.
Cool.
Oh, it's so cool. It's also discouraging to see photos that you don't like of yourself and to not want to continue going on. That's all I really have to say. Just like this trial and error thing is also kind of like a trial and error with my self-confidence. And it's just waiting to be gunned down. So that's also my hesitation.
So do you have any...
Do you have anything you are confident of? What are you going to say?
No. Do you have any experience, like any actual event that happened that should cause you to not be confident? Like, have you ever...
Both of my parents' Facebook pages.
What do you know? I mean, have you ever had a picture and someone's like, geez, Grace, you look like shit in that?
Probably yes, but I have selective memory, so I choose to put that.
I think the answer to that is probably no.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't, that your feelings aren't valid. I'm just like saying that I doubt that there's an event that really backs up your worry.
I think there's multiple tagged photos that I'm in that I had to hide from my profile because I just don't like the way that I look.
Okay, you didn't like the way, but it's not like someone else was like, Grace, what is up? You look terrible.
This is the point that I'm trying to get it away.
I'm trying to get it away from what you think.
It's called conflict prevention.
From what? But that would mean that there was conflict before.
Maybe there was. I don't remember it though.
Oh, come on, Grace. I'm freaking
kids these days.
I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say
my age.
It's almost like you know, because I'm actually planning a trip out to go see you, Grace. After my first year.
Really?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like after my first year,
Grace is like, I don't remember inviting you.
Well.
Alec, you're obviously invited to come visit me, but just remember, I graduate in a year. So
I know, and the goal is to get there before you graduate. So, I just have to get through my first year, but I will probably.
Do you not get vacation until a year?
Yeah, I don't get vacations until my first year is completed. So, yeah, but My worry, Grace, is that I go out there and it's in the middle of lacrosse season and I go and take photos of you and your team in lacrosse glory. And then you go, I don't like this photo of me.
Well, I'm not in charge of the Instagram page. They post whatever the fuck they want. You're going to send them the photos. Everyone looks pretty bad when they do athletics anyway. So whatever.
Except when one Alexei Pavlov was taking the photos.
They look pretty dope. I must say, they look pretty dope. Yeah. They look pretty cool. They look pretty dominant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can take photos of the team when you're out. I give you permission.
Oh, you give me permission?
Yeah. I think the team would really appreciate it.
Alec takes good sports photos.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know. Thank you, guys. This is probably the first compliment that I've ever gotten on the podcast.
It's about the team who also deserve to have proof of their playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just about me. I'm playing on a team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm there because of you. So I have to – you are my
– I did take
– guiding light.
Yeah, you are my guiding light in all of this. But, oh, wow, we've been talking for over an hour. We talked about a lot of stuff today.
Last one.
I know. It's amazing.
It's yeah. We talked about Kanye.
Yeah, you're amazing.
We talked about
you guys are all amazing.
We talked about Kanye West. We talked about Kim Kardashian's buttocks. We talked about
that was really thrilling for me.
It was very thrilling for everybody involved.
Like very needed information for the public.
this was I mean, like I thoroughly enjoy when we just banter back and forth. Problem.
Minus the
accent. Oh, so Grace. What? How did you like having my friend on?
I enjoyed it.
That was fun, right?
It was interesting to know that you were friends with such a rebel.
Yeah, well, you know. I don't know what to say. I'm bad.
Bad to the bones.
Yeah.
His friend, Alec, didn't ever went to class. She'd be out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Bullies didn't exist.
What didn't exist?
Bullies.
Yeah, that's true. We went over that. There were no bullies.
Wow, that is something. That is.
And they gave me advice about love.
We didn't do a very good job though, or maybe we did.
I think it was okay.
Okay.
I might need your advice.
I don't feel like we had much to say.
You didn't have much to say.
Chip hair.
You didn't know what to say, sir. Don't talk down on Maggie.
That's true. We should have her on again.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
She F-book messaged me and was like, that was super fun.
Oh, don't call it.
And I was like, that's right, it was. We're amazing.
She F-booked? Is that how you refer to Facebook?
So weird, Michael. That was so weird.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone does that.
Absolutely not.
F-book. No, I'm pretty sure everyone does that.
Okay,
we should have like another guest on.
You know, I was thinking
my friends to come over. They didn't want to.
But
they didn't want to. They didn't want to leave their house. I can have them over next time.
Yeah.
We should have, you know, someone who I've been trying to get an interview with to talk about video games, Wendy Goldberg. Mom works with her. She made a few, she directed a few cutscenes to Red Dead Redemption, and I just got done playing with it, actually, for the fourth time. Because it's such a good game. But
we should have mom on.
No, I think that's a plan.
We should get dad on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's do that. Yeah.
Why?
Well, dad's interesting. So I would love to. He can be brash sometimes, but I enjoy his brashness. Anyway, so I'm just gonna cut to the chase and round out this episode. We appreciate y'all listening. Once again, this has been a wonderful experience trying to, you know, navigate this weird world. I always call it weird, but that's not a derogatory term. Let's try to change that. We don't really know. We have to do a 200K subscriber for Michael here soon, so you'll probably hear that.
Yeah, we thought we were going to get to that today.
But we just kept talking. Awesome. So we just kept talking.
You guys should get some lights. That's you know, I then maybe be more.
You know what? I
yeah, Grace, your lighting is quite good.
Thank you.
I think I have good lighting here. I think this is pretty nice.
It's pretty good too.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, maybe the lighting's okay.
I have
this wonderful artwork behind me.
Dramatic.
It's not of Marysville. I don't know where this is.
Yeah, we talked about the castle before.
Yeah, the castle.
That's where I grew up, actually.
This is where...
Strangely. I don't know why you guys have like a picture or a painting of my childhood castle.
you know what we do have hanging up in here?
Oh, I see where the serfs lived right now.
we do have an old 13 colonies flag here. And we also have a bunch of portraits. Huh?
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Confederacy flag, is that?
No, 13 colonies.
Oh, it was a joke. If you have a Confederacy flag, you tend to have the 13 colonies flag right next to it. Is it the snake?
No.
What is it?
That's a Revolutionary battle flag.
The snake is something else.
Yeah.
No, Grace, the snake is the 13 colonies.
Wrong, that was Grace.
Revolutionary.
Grace, that.
I'm not wrong.
Grace, it is a symbol of the 13 colonies, but that's a battle flag.
Oh yeah, you're wrong, Grace. I just gave it a googs.
Yeah, and it tends to be flown in accordance to the Confederacy. That's
now,
not wrong.
Nowadays, yes, it's been adopted by white supremacy groups. Yeah. I mean the 13 colonies flag, like that's just a symbol of what we used to be. I mean that's at least how I interpreted it. If we're gonna be really honest. The person who made the current American flag probably would have been canceled in today's world. So,
yeah, but then cancel culture is a whole nother thing. We can talk about it on the next episode.
Exactly. You'll just have to wait for our opinions on that.
We should try to get canceled. That should be like a goal.
No, I'm okay.
You know, it would it
should that
it would give us a that bump could be in an news.
That could be an experiment, right? We can experiment like how long cancellation and redemption takes.
I don't see that boding well for any of us in the future.
No,
especially for you, Grace, because you're not even graduated yet. So
yeah, I need to get my degree first, guys.
You need to get a job first.
Yeah,
I think Grace is sort of trying to be president. Is that why you don't want to be on camera and stuff?
Kind of. Keep my options open, and I don't need anything holding me back.
Are you trying to be president?
Not at the moment.
You know, Obama has a podcast
now because he's no longer the fucking president.
Yeah, but also podcasts weren't that popular when he was a senator, so he could have had a podcast when he was a senator, but it's whatever. Anyway,
bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This has been The Pen and the Pavlovs. I'm Alexei Pavlov. I'm here with Michael Penn and Grace Pavlov. We'll talk to you next time.